to the day in the life of a fifth grader. I'm Agent 7.
I'm Agent 9. Today we are going to talk about the wonders of math.
I'm Agent 14. We are glad you have joined us today.
I'm Agent 21. This podcast is sponsored by our teacher, Dr. Friedman.
Hi, I'm Agent 7. When I first got introduced to math, it was really hard at first, and I needed a lot of help. So when I was assigned my first math test, it was a cluster in my brain, and I did not get the concept at all.
Hi, I'm Agent 9. Some kids think math is bland, but I think it is an obstacle for some kids. In some equations, you have to combine numbers to make the numbers equivalent. Sometimes when I am doing an easy homework, I crave a harder problem.
Hi, I'm Agent 14. Sometimes kids get consumed with boredom and want to do something else. You can extract the work to make math easier for yourself. You can be compatible with a classmate and do the work together. This makes math fun. If you want to practice, you or your school can purchase a math book. A lot of people crave math, but that doesn't mean you have to. Math can be really fun if you make a game out of it.
Hi, I'm Agent 21. When you're doing math, you must be patient and consume what the problem is throwing at you. When it comes to math, you crave success. But sometimes when you're on Saba, which is a homework app we use, it will alert you if you're doing the question wrong or right, which is really effective for your grade. When you're doing math, you could get distracted by other things, but we still do our work.
We are glad you learned something from our math podcast. And why some people enjoy math. Hope you like it and make math more fun for you and your friends. We hope you enjoyed our math podcast. This has been the day in the life as a fifth grader. Thanks for listening!